Treasury imposes civil service pay limit, vote yes to strike action. Marion Lloyd, PCS National Executive Committee member, and Left Unity Chair, personal capacity. On the 22nd of May, the PCS Civil Servants Union Conference voted for a statutory pay strike ballot of members covered by Treasury pay restrictions, the pay cap. Seemingly in response to this strike threat, the Treasury offered to talk to the unions about the pay instruction it was issuing for 2018-19. Now, a month after the conference decision and various talks with the unions, the Treasury has put out its civil service pay guidance for 2018-19. Disappointingly, but perhaps unsurprisingly, the pay cap is still firmly in place. To quote from the guidance, this year government departments will be able to make average pay awards within the new range of 1-1.5%, quote. Rather unhelpfully, the Treasury say some individuals can be paid more than this limit, but only if others are paid less. The message this sends to PCS members is clear. Only by voting yes in the ballot, close as the 23rd of July, for strike action will the Treasury take notice. The PCS 2018 pay claim for a fully funded 5%, £1,200 a year, and a return to centralized bargaining, is a modest one. In local government and health, limited concessions above the pay cap have been made. PCS members employed by the Scottish Government have secured a 4% pay deal, and PCS members in Highways England have accepted a 3-10% pay deal against a background of huge recruitment difficulties caused by the government's attacks on public service pay. With inflation over 3% in May 2018, the Treasury pay limit for 2018-19 is, in effect, a further cut in the real wage levels of PCS members. This comes on top of a decade of pay restrictions and a real terms cut in pay. No matter which way it's looked at, the Treasury pay guidance is a pay cap and another year of pay misery. It's unacceptable and is a clear message to PCS members: vote yes in the strike ballot,